This is the start of part two. Be a credible witness. First, every believer is called to be a credible witness to the truth of salvation. Believers must know their role in representing the church. This ensures that the ministry of truth continues so the church will grow spiritually and bear fruit, even during hardship. The maturing church is one which every member knows he or she is vital to the success of the church. There are no superstars that make the church thrive. Each member of the congregation can be an asset or liability to the church at large. The early church was growing by leaps and bounds. Because the apostles' preaching was effective, thousands joined the church. Many members gave sacrificially of their material possessions to the church. A church will thrive when members are rooted in faith and unity. Even so, the early church had her problems. Satanic forces does not lay idle while the church tears Satan's kingdom down. Satan wars against the church by attacking members of the church. Satan uses unfaithful members to become beacons of hypocrisy and strife. The nitty-gritty of church life is this. The church must face the problems that comes with being human. Some are faithful while others are seasonal in serving the church. Some try mixing worldliness and their loyalty to God. In doing so, overall, church life is effective. God needs faithful saints who aim to be a credible witness to the cause of Christ. The credible witness is prepared to manage every need the church must meet. Needs such as caring for the poor, feeding the hungry, attending to children without parents. Is a ministry perfect for the credible witness? Wherever spiritual needs arises, the devil is there to exploit division, create strife, destroy unity and fellowship. The credible witness knows conflict is inevitable, but strives to assure the integrity of the church is not ruined by a sense of favoritism, superiority, unfaithfulness, or neglect. Second, the church needs the credible witness to wisely contend with the problems arising when ministering to the people. Believers who exemplify the character of God can efficiently attend to the spiritual needs of the lost and hurting whenever the opportunity comes along. The church fulfills her mission when the members face problems as a unified body. The early church, though a thriving one, was hindered because of inner strife, hypocrisy, and diversity. Even so, the apostles engaged the entire body to bring about the solution. Every church is riddled with problems. Some problems are spiritual in nature. Some are financially related. Some are diversity related, where personal differences complicate how we relate to one another. Problems in any group of people are common. Developing credible witnesses. The early church appointed 7 men to address their problems in the church. A church needed members to mature in love and humility. Today, members are the face of the church to those who come through our doors. Every member is vital. Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Each member is needed to contribute to church ministries. God needs us to develop our spiritual qualities that will produce a spiritual harvest. The early church established the spiritual qualities needed for the credible witness who is resolved to serve God. Pray and ask God to give you a living testimony that will draw others to Christ in you. Ask God to give you an awareness of Christ's Spirit that lives within you. You are already equipped to produce spiritual fruit that others may partake of in your private relationships. Pray and ask God to give you His wisdom that you may apply God's truth to every life situation. In this pandemic season, the Holy Spirit will empower you to endure any hardship. The Holy Spirit will even empower you to minister to those who are hurting. This is the ministry of the credible witness. The credible witness is critical to an expanding church that is able to meet the vast spiritual needs of the people. Only as believers commit themselves to godly service in thought, conduct, and word will the church not only grow in faith, but will be a living testimony and instrument of God. Such a church will witness God's kingdom growing by leaps and bounds. Every believer in Christ is a minister and is enlisted to serve as an ambassador of Christ. But every believer has not given themselves over to God under the leadership of the church. Those resolved to be a credible witness serve God gladly and bear spiritual fruit in abundance. Each believer is given spiritual assignments that are perfectly designated by God. Your assignment may be to walk through the hospital and pray while walking by the rooms to visit a family member. Your assignment may be to give God quality time to pray for our ailing nation. Pray and ask God for your spiritual assignment that will contribute to bringing our nation back to spiritual health. The seven men chosen to be deacons were ordained as servants by the laying on of hands. This was a symbolic ceremony for consecrating individuals into holy office and ministerial undertakings as an expression of imparting spiritual authority and power. To become a credible witness, you must spiritually commit oneself to God. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. When ministers live the life they preach, then they will abide by Paul's counsel. He urges believers to be wholly dedicated to God. In doing so, believers will be living sacrifices as a credible witness to the truth of salvation before God and the world. The credible witness does not fashion his life after the world, but rather the Word of God. The lost need to see God's power operate in our lives. The lost needs the love of God that exudes from the credible witness whose life has been transformed by the power of prayer. The credible witness is available to God 24/7 as a divine instrument to draw the lost into a saving relationship with Christ. Who knows the plight of the needy, the rejected, and despised, but the credible witness, who, like all others, entered the world in a state of sin? In conclusion, God aims to achieve a great work through Faith Cumberland even during this pandemic season. He works through those who are devoted to be all that God ordains them to be. We need not look at the explosive growth in the early church with envy. God is still saving today as he did back then. The credible witness is not perfect by any means. Even so, God transforms those who are ready to devote themselves to kingdom building. Look at what God achieved through Apostle Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. Peter became a tenacious, credible witness for God. Like the disciples who abandoned Christ as he hung on the cross, we too can become a credible witness by returning to Christ, our first love, in repentance. They turned back to Christ to lead the church to be a credible witness through unselfish service. You can too. My friends, be a credible witness to everybody God sends your way. Be ready to offer the hope of Jesus to those living in fear, the blind, the brokenhearted, and downcast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Faith Cumberland, God has enabled us to be credible witnesses wherever we work or play. How will you give account for the time God entrusts to you? Be a credible witness till your dying breath. You are a credible witness when your testimony of Christ outshines your imperfections. God bless you all.